Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the programs that has not been in this round of the playoffs for a lot of years. Now, back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, this program dominated the landscape of high school football, not just in South Florida, but nationally as well. But Miami High this year has come out of the gates, and they are in the region finals on a Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Make that special trip over to Tropical Park at 1 o'clock, and you get a chance to see one of the best, probably one of the best games around. And certainly, this Miami High team has truly taken off. Exceptional season, just one loss under the first-year head coach, Seth Irvin, and easily one of the catalysts on offense as a kid that we've had an opportunity to watch for a number of years, Johnny Ford. And he is a running back, guys, like no other, and certainly had an opportunity over the weekend to spend his time up at East Carolina, and he joins us this evening. Johnny, thanks so much for taking the time.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I think you're doing a whole lot better. You got Thanksgiving coming up Thursday. You came back from East Carolina with a positive trip, and all of a sudden you're getting into a pretty decent game, probably further than Miami High's been in probably a couple of decades. Talk about the mood over at the in Stingery Land now, because it's got to be, everybody's got to be extremely excited.
Yeah, everybody is extremely excited about the playoff game that's coming up, and how the school made a drastic turnaround with the coaches that we have, and like the faculty and the time that the coaches put in with us. So everybody excited about the game coming up. Like, the school love it. They showing great school spirit, and everybody just excited about everything.
This is for you. This is you, all the way back since youth football. Everybody's been predicting the greatest things for you: speed, power, great vision, tremendous runner. And you have been, and you've done it at every level, everywhere you've had an opportunity to be. And this year, I mean, after Carl Gables last year, coming in this year, how was the fit for you? Because everybody was kind of new. I mean, even though you knew the guys, you didn't play with them before. How was that at first? Because, you know, I remember during the spring, they were passing a little bit more. They were doing a lot of different stuff. When Johnny Ford came along, how did everybody kind of accept you?
They accepted me well. I mean, they accepted me as a brother, teammate when I came along. And I had to prove myself to the coaches to get the ball more.
Right.
Like, because they had their players already, and I was just joining their team. So I just had to prove myself, man. The coaches gave me a chance to prove myself, man.
Yeah, and you did.
And
you did. And I mean, you kind of like find yourself proving yourself all your career. I mean, you're too small, you're too this, you're too that, but you've always stood up top, and everybody has said that. And watching you as much as I have, I mean, I agree. You're easily one of the best backs around. You do a lot of things that a lot of people don't do. You'll sacrifice your body, you'll block, you'll go out and pass, you know, receiving. And that's what you do, and that's what you've been taught. You have a program this year with Miami High, Johnny, especially on offense, where you are running behind kind of a large offensive line, probably one of the biggest around. What was it like the first time? Was it kind of, and because you weren't used to that, you're used to kind of like darting through the holes. Now you got these massive 6'5", 330 pounders in front. Does it make it easier at first, or did you have to adjust to it?
I had to adjust, because when I first came out, I was running outside. And Coach Cedric told me, like, I just got to watch the hole. And then Coach Justin, he took his time to work with the O-line. And, like, the O-line, I just feel like they're the greatest, because they helped me do what I do today.
Right.
And without them, we can't win. But, yeah, they're the greatest.
I mean, and they've, you know, they come out, and that's probably the biggest intimidation factor, because people, the opponents watch them as they come out, and these guys are huge. I mean, this isn't, I mean, you expect this at the college level and not the high school level, but it's benefited everybody. Your quarterback, Isaiah's really benefited from it. Your passing game has done well for it. Talk about how this line has made not just your life easier, but everybody.
By just working, because, like, and then they team bonding, like, without practice, how they go out, they go fishing together, they do a lot of things together outside of football to bring the bond together,
right,
to make it stronger so everyone can come as one. And then, like, if they bond come together, then, like, it's we unstoppable, because they all on one page, they all on one. Yeah, they make the quarterback life easier, like, way easier.
Yep. Yeah, Johnny Ford joining us, South Florida High School Sports.com radio show for a Monday evening. Miami High running back headed towards the region finals. I mean, that's basketball at Miami High, we've heard that for years and years and years, but football has kind of been a hidden gem. And certainly this year, defensively, you guys have come alive too. I mean, you have to go against that defense every day. They're strong up front. You have some active linebackers and really good secondary guys. Talk about how it's made you better going against that defense every day.
I just feel like my defense, number one, they always show me, like, game time, like, tough situations, they stand up. So going against them make me a better person. And, like, going against, like, I feel like our linebackers, like, the top. So, like, as I'm competing with our linebackers, it makes my job easier when I get in game day to compete with other people's linebackers. But, yeah, our defense, they come. And, like, the safety, number seven, Andrew Reese.
Yes.
He come, Leslie, Tudor. You got D linemen, DNs, you got cornerbacks, DJ, Andrew, DC, like you actually got some receivers like Lamont Finney and Marcus Fleming that actually help out on defense and make it like a lot easier. So
two special athletes. Those are two special athletes. I mean, those guys could play on either side of the ball. And Anquan Kinsey, who everywhere he's been, I mean, this guy's always been one of the top tacklers around.
Yeah, he's going to come.
Yeah, he is. I mean, and you mentioned a lot of guys like Finney. I mean, he's special. I mean, here's somebody who, like you said, he could go out and play receiver. He could do it in the secondary. I mean, he's been the type of guy that Miami High's needed, you know, to do things for. And Fleming the same way. Fleming's just a little bit younger version of him, and I think he's on his way as well. Johnny Ford joining us, South Florida High School Sports.com radio show. Big doings over the weekend. You had a chance to go to East Carolina. Talk about the trip and what's going on there.
The trip was wonderful. I like the city. Not so big. Not a much, like, not a lot of trouble. I mean, it's so much you can do there, but just like chill, school and football, and that's what the town about, school and football. So I don't want to go nowhere where it's big and a lot of trouble come to you. I just want to go somewhere small, play football, and like get a chance to get my family out of the ghetto.
Yeah, well, at least it's a chance to get yourself in a position, like you said, where nobody really knows you except for Timmy Ervin. I mean, I guess he would be the only one. But that's a great setting. I mean, it really, like you said, Greenville's a nice place. I mean, it's a smaller city, but yet not too small, where you do have a mall and a couple of McDonald's here and there.
Yeah.
So, but it is some place that trouble's not going to be, you know, brewing. And certainly, I mean, if people. I wish the kids could listen to you right now, Johnny, because that's an important thing that you brought up. Just if you can find a way out, do it. I mean, and here you are. You've worked hard in the classroom as well, and that's important. I think these guys, just some of these young kids coming up through the youth football, only think that the only thing they have to do is play football, but that's not true. Talk about the academics and how important it is, because you're qualified and ready to go. Talk about that.
Academics is important. My dad always told me, I'm a student first, then athlete. Like, he preached that to me a lot. He preached that to me all the time. Every chance he get, he preached that to me. Like, I am a student before athlete, and then you got to become a student first to become an athlete.
Yep.
You know, so my dad, he always preached to me. But it's important, because without school, you can't play football. Make sure your grades stay straight. Like, a lot of kids just think it's about football, but when they get to high school, it wake them up.
Yep.
Like, I always try to tell them before they get to high school, just make sure you got your grades. Without your grades, you can't do anything, and it's hard to bring your GPA up. But ninth grade, you can get it sky high.
Yep.
That's what I always tell my little brothers, like, always keep your grades straight, because without grades, you can't go nowhere. Like, you can be the best player in the world, but if your grade's not right, they don't want you because it's a lot more people just like you everywhere else.
No doubt. Great advice, Johnny. I appreciate it. We'll be looking forward to seeing you at 1 o'clock on Friday.
Yes,
it's a good afternoon game for you. It's going to be nice, and we're excited. I know you are, and thanks so much for taking the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.